If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
It's the Animal Stories News Team. Uncle Air.
And little Tommy.
Here's a chance for you to win a shiny new Dodge.
Oh, good.
In the event of an emergency and you and your pet iguana have to evacuate, what's the quick way to carry your reptile out of the house? You have 5 seconds.
Okay, let's see. If you have an iguana, I guess I'd carry...
Oh, I'm sorry. Your time's up.
What?
You stick your lizard in a pillowcase or a cloth sack.
I was going to say that.
Get more pet tips at ready.illinois.gov.
Sponsored by the Illinois Emergency Management Agency.
Broadcasting live from our new state-of-the-art studio in downtown Chicago, it's Radio DePaul Sports, the student voice of your DePaul Blue Demons.
Welcome into downtown Chicago, into Radio DePaul Sports, the student voice of your DePaul Blue Demons, for the third and final quarter here at DePaul University, bringing you back Demon Time once again at DePaul University. I'm Caleb Nixon alongside Sean Graney, and today we have one half of our Spirit Squad joining us. We're joined alongside by Gwen Halleck, a sophomore member of DePaul's cheer team, to talk about the sport of cheer and what it means to be a part of this university's athletics. Gwen, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing good. We're ready to talk about some cheer. And you know, to start off, I'd like to take a moment, you know, thanking for you and your teammates for putting in so much work during volleyball, basketball, and of course, for representing us at nationals each and every year. You know, we understand the sport may not always get the recognition you deserve, but we want to make time just to do that. You know, you physically, mentally, and emotionally do just as much as these other athletes. And, you know, I'd like to think that this can be something we recognize going forward. And there's many things that involved in the sport. And like we talked about beforehand, cheering and being a flyer. There's so many things that I feel like a lot of people couldn't even imagine doing that you guys do on a daily basis. So, like we said, we want to recognize this. You guys are a sport. And, you know, I want to take time to just see if you have anything to say about that. You know, as a cheerleader and being a part of this, it's been such a big part of your life for, like you said, 14 years.
Yeah, thank you so much. We really do appreciate you guys wanting to recognize us. I think a lot of it's come a long way, like cheer itself. There's been a lot more of, like, attention brought to it. I think there's definitely some ways to go with it. But, yeah, we are getting more recognition, like, as we go. So it was just great to see these, like, leaders step forward and try and make more awareness of it.
Absolutely. And so we'll go ahead and get right into the questions here as we want to learn as much as we can about you and your career and obviously the sport of cheer. So let's first start talking about when did you start cheering and, you know, what do you first remember about starting the sport?
Yeah, sure. So I started 14 years ago, long time. But I remember when I was younger, my uncle and I were, like, kind of close in age. So I kind of watched him through high school, like, play football, and I'd always, like, be drawn toward the cheerleaders, and my mom kind of noticed that, so kind of got me in it, you know, started in, like, a recreational, like, kind of park district cheer team, and I absolutely fell in love with it. I remember coming, and I, like, started as a flyer, and I was like, whoa, mom, like, these people put me in their hands, like, it was just a great experience, super fun. I met some of my, like, best friends through this sport, mm-hmm. So just having that to look forward to after school or, like, find something to grow in, work towards, really just drove me to keep, like, pursuing this sport, I guess. So that's kind of how I found out about it, how I continued, just really, like, seeing it, I guess, and my mom being like, yeah, let's try it.
Yeah, so definitely. And I like how you say, you know, we met a lot of friends through it. That's a common theme, I feel like, with any athletics. You know, that's just where you kind of start to build friendships as a child. But it's good to hear that it's kind of continued to be that way throughout your, you know, cheer experience. And so then you talk about high school. What was that experience like? And, you know, were you on any travel teams? What did you do to compete nationally? Things like that.
Yeah, so with cheer, there's, like, a wide range of kind of, like, different aspects. So for, like, starters, there's, like, recreational cheer. That's kind of what I started in. That's, like, what you get for, like, park district cheer. They're going to cheer for, like, local, like, flag football teams, mm-hmm. like, normal, like, park district teams that you would kind of go for. They'll cheer at games for them, and then they'll also do some, like, competitions. So we have, like, IHSA, which does competitions for cheer in Illinois. And that's like kind of first through eighth grade. Okay. That's kind of like the age range. And then, you know, you have school cheer. So like middle school, I cheered in middle school. Wasn't anything crazy, more like cheering for games. There was some competitions to it, but it was only like one. It wasn't like anything crazy, more just like the cheering aspect.
Okay.
And then come high school, that's going to be more of like you compete a couple times a year, but then also you cheer for football and basketball. So it's kind of a mix between like more rec style, but like more school based, I would say. It's definitely a give or take. Some schools are more like focused on cheering for the games, where others will be more competitively based. So they might have like a competition squad, but then like a sideline squad, which will cheer for the game. So that's kind of, my school didn't do that, but some schools will. Just kind of like make it more of a sport, more competitive, give them that aspect, more time to practice, that kind of a thing. Then we have our like club version, which is like all-star, which is like a whole breed in itself.
Wow.
That's basically like just competition all year round, and they'll compete like 10 times. Really? They'll start, they'll have tryouts in like May or June, and then they'll have some summer practices, and then competitions will start like kind of towards the end of the fall, and then they just keep going. And then we have a big competition at the end, either Summit or Worlds in Florida, where teams from all over, like, you compete this whole year trying to get a bid. And then once you get a bid, you go and compete at this huge competition. It's, like, a super big deal. So that's, like, our club version. A lot of time and hours go into it. And, like, within that, there's, like, different levels where you can do certain skills. So as you get up, it gets a lot harder, more, like, intense kind of a thing. And then you have college, and that's kind of like, if you've ever seen the show Cheer, that's like what it is here. It's you go and you practice and you play for cheer on all these sports as they're playing, whether it's volleyball, basketball, or football. And then you also in the background are also practicing, preparing for nationals to go down there and compete. And that's coming up soon. So that's like in the beginning of April. And then there's also like for NCAA, and then there's UCA, which is in like January time. So it's kind of a mix when you get into, like, school sports of, like, cheering for teams and trying to balance that with also, like, preparing for nationals.
Yeah,
so
definitely. I didn't realize there was so many levels all the way from high school up into college.
Yeah.
I mean, some it seems like take it more serious than others. For the high schools, so like you were saying, if they do have one competition squad and one just for the games, do people get to – I guess bounce back and forth between the two, or are you only allowed to be on one?
So it depends. It's going to be kind of school dependent. So like for my school, it was like everyone cheered the games and everyone competed, or like was also like on the competition floor. It also kind of gets into like if you're an alternate or not. Sometimes the alternates, like if it's coming close to a competition, you need to practice for state or what have you. But there's a game right then maybe they'll have like the alternates or the sideline squad just cheer the game so that the competition team can practice.
Okay.
That's an option. My school never did that, but I know like one of my friends when it started getting closer to, you know, state, because they would go like every year or like sectionals, they would have their sideline squad cover those varsity games so that their varsity team could prepare for it.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, Gwen, kind of playing off of that last part you were kind of talking about with the college level, at what point did you realize you wanted to do this collegiately? Obviously, you were kind of mentioning how you've done this for 14 years, but at what point did it really trigger for you that you wanted to do this at a college level?
I think I've never really thought about, like, oh, when will this end? Like, it's just always been like, oh, yeah, like, I cheer. This is, like, something that kind of continues, and I never saw, like, an end, like, finish line, I guess. But I didn't fully start thinking about, like, cheering competitively in college until probably, like, high school. I didn't really think about where I was going to go till college, to like, sophomore, like, junior year. Like, I wasn't worrying about that, like, my freshman year. So I'd say, like, sophomore, junior year, I really started to look into, like, cheer teams for college. Like, try to, like, think about my skills and which ones, you know, could I make them? Where could I try out? What one's going to also benefit, like, the career I want to pursue? Like, if there's a college that'll have both. So I definitely had cheer in the back of my mind when I was looking at schools. So I think junior year, I for sure was like, yeah, I'm going to cheer in college. This is something I'm going to do. I went to a couple, like, college cheer clinics, because some of them, to try out for the team, you have to, like, be invited almost for, like, really competitive programs. So you go to these clinics, and then they'll kind of be like, yeah, we want you to come to our tryout. So then you can, like, know if you want to go or not. Not all teams will do that, but some that are very, very competitive will, that are, like, really, like, higher ranked. So I think that's when I really started to be like, yeah, I'm going to cheer in college. That's something I want to do. I think that's why like DePaul was definitely in like my like running, because mm-hmm. I knew I could cheer here and this was an opportunity for me, and it had my like college like career that I wanted to pursue. So I was like, this is kind of the best of both worlds. So yeah, definitely probably like junior year when I started to like assess my skills and really want to pursue it.
Yeah, and that's like kind of interesting too, how you kind of were trying to like visualize your career plus the cheer side. I kind of like admire that when you were kind of going through with your decision, playing off of, you know, your different levels as you were kind of like detailing, like with middle school, high school, college. What were the real differences from the high school level to the college level, would you say?
I think it's definitely, we have like more appearances, things that we're a part of, I think, at the college level. You know, especially at DePaul, we're very involved in the school. We really are representatives of the university. So that's been a great experience, just getting to partake in these different events and things going on, either at the school or just in the city itself. Like, we just did a flash mob for a wedding. So, like,
oh, really?
That was super cool.
That's awesome.
It was over at, like, the planetarium. So that was, like, a ton of fun. And we have a bunch of different opportunities like that, and, like, getting to also work in our community. We try to do a lot of volunteer opportunities throughout the year, and in high school we don't really like do mm-hmm. that. It's kind of like a after school thing, you know, like let's come, let's practice. More very like, I think at the college level it's not just school spirit, it's school spirit plus like being a part of the community. At least at like DePaul, I could say like we're not just, you know, only cheering for these games and then like going home. We're really trying to be a part of the university and like help the city around us. So yeah, I think it's just been a great way to get involved and like have something to do, versus like high school is more like, okay, let's cheer for this game and like also practice. It's kind of like there's like a bigger aspect of it when you come to college.
Okay, what, and I just like interested, like what other events would you do besides, you know, weddings, or what other ones have you done since you've been
yeah,
here?
Yeah, so like every year we go and we volunteer for Toys for Tots. In the winter we have made blankets for like homeless shelters, stuff like that around us. We try to like pick a community service event to do as like kind of team bonding, but also help the community itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then some other things we do, like we celebrate like Dibs' birthday. We've come when there's like the welcome week. We do mm-hmm. a bunch of events during that. So like Vinny Fest, we're there like cheering, greeting people, just like trying to, you know, be there for like the DePaul community itself as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. I didn't realize how much you did in the community. Like that's why we do this, so we can learn about those things, because you don't realize those things until you ask. And so this one, you know, I'm interested to hear about the routines and the cheers that you guys do. You know, you have multiple routines, right?
Yeah.
So how are you able to memorize all of them? You know, it's kind of like a play for a sport or something mm-hmm. like that, but you guys have 5, 6, I would assume, different routines for games. How are you able to, you know, remember all those and memorize and then perform when you're in the moment?
Yeah, I think for each person, it's definitely a little different. For me, I love routines. I love learning them. I tend to, like, pick up on choreo kind of fast. So I feel like it makes it a little bit, easier for me to, like, learn them or, like, have to adjust. But it can get a lot when you're, like, constantly throwing these 8 counts and you're like, okay, wait, was that a 1 or was that a 5? And then, you know, so we'll have practices where our coaches, you know, they kind of lay it out for us and we'll learn through it and then we'll run it a couple times, you know. And we definitely, like, we'll touch base on it for, like, our game day stuff. So we'll get, like, because we have to learn all the dances and the cheers for, like, the sidelines. So usually we get that stuff kind of in the summer. We'll kind of, like, start to learn it while we're off. And then when we all come together, they're kind of re-go over it, teach it to us, make sure, you know, we have all the right information for it. We'll practice it a couple times. And then, like, after that, like, first, like, week or two and like that like integration period's kind of coming over, then it's gonna be like kind of on you, okay, like finalize, work on it, like mm-hmm. keep touching up on it. The routines, I'd say it kind of like rotates. Like when we learn our pyramids that we perform like during timeouts, that's like more, they present them to us like at practice, and then it's like our job to kind of like learn the counts and practice them. And we will practice like at them at practice so that they're ready for the game, and we always like go over it before the game. We get there really early so that we have time to warm up all of our stuff, go over counts, make sure, you know, we remember what stunts we need to do. So that definitely helps, like, refreshing our memory before going into it. But yeah, most of it's done at practice. You know, we'll spend like a day or two like on the routines, depending on what kind of routine it is or how long. And then it's kind of on you to kind of remember or like go back to our videos and like refresh yourself. But we will have that time before the games to go over it as well. Nationals is kind of a different story. We like get that routine in like December and then kind of add to it. So that one, it's like we'll have a day or two where it's like pretty much all day or like half the day. It like splits up. Yeah, choreo could be like 4 hours long, 5 hours long. It just kind of depends like our time constraints and like fitting it in. But we'll kind of add on to that. And then it's like it's your job because when we have our like routine for nationals, everyone has their like own part. Like everyone's routine is different from someone else next to them, so it's like really your job to like learn it and know it and master it. But we will have videos that like we can reference to like record us doing it, so that helps too. We like really study those videos, you know, make sure that we're like, okay, wait, I was messing up this count, it's actually supposed to be this, and then so that helps.
Yeah, choreo. I got the cheer slang. I got the cheer slang down. Choreo, got it. But so, you know, when looking at the seasons too for volleyball and basketball, specifically here at DePaul, you know, some weeks you guys are doing back-to-backs. You have 3 to 4 games. How difficult can that be, you know, to perform on many different nights of the week and then obviously still have to balance school, homework, social lives, things like that?
It definitely can be hard and it definitely takes some time management. Something they did this year that really helped a lot was they gave us kind of this period to adjust to it a little bit. So when it was preseason for basketball, we were kind of split into two squads, like a red and a blue squad. That way, you know, the red squad would cover half the games, the blue squad would cover half the games. And if you could make it to a game that, say, you're on the blue squad and the red squad is cheering this game, but you want to go and you want to cheer it, like you were able to still come and do it. But it was just a way for us to, like, be able to adjust to school, getting into the school year, having all that on our plate before, you know, we're cheering every game come conference time. So that kind of let us have that adjustment period, which was really nice. And then we also have, like, group study sessions throughout the week that we can do. And our coaches are really great and, like, are a great sorts of, like, support system. Like, if something were to come up, like, to be able to talk to them, and they kind of, like, help us figure it out, plan it out. So yeah, just really relying on each other and having that time management is just kind of, I have to balance it, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, specifically for the basketball season, I know, and I saw, as long as, I think it was all of you, you got to go to the Big East tournament in New York City.
Yeah, so not everyone goes because, so there's like a limit of how many people we can bring like for the side of the court. So there was 6 cheerleaders who got to go and then some other dancers who went as well.
Okay.
And so I did get to go to New York.
Okay, so let's hear about it. How was just that weekend, I guess?
It was so fun. I also went to the women's tournament in Connecticut. So I did get to experience both of them. But specifically for New York, like just we go and you show up and it's just like this huge environment. Like I had never been to New York before. So it was so fun to go. It's a great opportunity to like bond with some of your teammates. Mm-hmm. So like that was fun itself. We have some free time. So, you know, we went to like Madison Square Garden, you know, got some food, Ben and Jerry's, like that kind of thing. Yeah, it was good. You know, we got to just like go on and like have an outing with our teammates as well when we were like had some downtime. So being able to experience that with them and like grow a little closer, especially coming into that national season, was like really amazing. But then also like just getting to cheer in Madison Square Garden. Yeah. It was the first game too, was like everybody was rooting against
that's
us.
That's right.
Everyone was rooting against us, you know. We're sitting there like cheering as hard as we can, like, and we're right by the bench too, so you know they're like joining in with us on the cheers, which was cool because like not a lot of people do that. So them joining in with us, it like really helped feed the energy, and it was just like a great experience. And it was like Madison Square Garden, so like so many people have performed there, played there. Like it's really crazy to think we've been in the same arenas, like some of these great athletes and like great performers. But yeah, so like just the feeling of like all cheering together when everyone else was rooting against us to win, like that was just an incredible feeling. And I think it was like an amazing takeaway. And then we also got to do some like cool appearances, like for the news and do like a photo shoot. So yeah, there was just a lot of opportunities and like things to do. It was definitely long days, early mornings. For those appearances, but it was worth it. Yeah.
That's good to hear. And before I hand it back to Sean, what flavor Ben and Jerry's I got here?
I always get fish food.
Really?
It's so good. It's so good.
Interesting. Okay. So good. I'll have to I've never had it.
Okay.
I'll have to try it.
It's chocolate ice cream with like marshmallows and like little chocolate fishes. Like it you can't go wrong. Like
okay.
It's literally so good. It's so good.
Okay. That is the next flavor of Ben and Jerry's I'll try.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that definitely sounds valid. Let's shift to some competition talk. So your team's competition is actually coming up on April 5th, which looks like for any listeners out there, they're first to perform at 2:57 promptly p.m. guys. So anyone that wants to tune in, be sure to tune in. But we want to shift gears to that. So what about this weekend is gonna like excite you, and like what is gonna be fun about this weekend? And then to follow up with that, do you have like one routine in mind that is like specifically for this competition?
Yeah, so I'll start with the like the routine question. So when it comes to nationals, we have like a choreo day set, and we get a choreographer who like comes in and basically makes this 2-minute and 15-second routine for us that we work on and spend like 3 months trying to perfect. And cheer's kind of this weird thing. You know, a lot of sports, you have that opportunity to take a risk or to try to make that shot. But like cheer, you really have to like, you have to like, you get a routine and you have to ace it. Like it has to be the same way every time, like the exact, like correct way. Otherwise, like you're not going to get as many like points or whatever. So it's a very like interesting sport in like that aspect. But we will only have like one routine that we work on. And we will make like tweaks to it, you know, either like to increase the difficulty or maybe if something isn't working, like change it up. So, but you'll have like the one basis, like foundation of that routine that will then go and compete at nationals. So, like this routine we have now, we've been working on since December. So it takes a lot of time, and it's definitely, it includes tumbling, jumps, a dance, like basket tosses where we're just throwing girls in the air and catching them. Pyramids where, you know, everyone's connected, flipping girls around, or, you know, individual stunts where it's just like four bases and a top girl. And this all has to be like in sync. Our lines have to be in line. Like, so there's a lot of aspects. And while we're like dying inside, we have to smile and look like we're having the time of our lives, which we are. But we're like also really wanting some water. So it's like we have to smile and perform on top of all of that. So it's a great experience, but there's a lot that goes into it to perfect that routine. Yeah, it's like what you see on the basketball court times 10. So it's definitely intense. But I think this weekend, we have a showcase on Sunday. If people want to come, it's at McGrath. And it's like doors open at 4:30. And the performances start at 5. We have some other teams coming as well. Like Roosevelt University will be there. UIC, Loyola, ISU. So some other teams are coming. And so I'm really excited for that. It's like a mini taste of nationals, you know. We get to see
some. Is it the same routine? Or
yeah, it'll be the same routine, like the exact one that we compete at nationals. It's like a little practice for like us to perform in front of, you know, maybe people who can't go to Daytona to watch us. Just get that little boost, like a little practice run before we compete, because we only compete at nationals, so we haven't competed this routine ever yet. So having that showcase is a way for us to kind of like get that competition feel before we go out, as well as like support the other teams around us that are going to be going as well, which is pretty cool. So yeah, it'll be good to see them and like to kind of be able to feel out our routine and like how it's gonna kind of shape up to be. So that'll be really exciting. We only have a couple more practices left, so I'm just excited for like our hard work to really pay off and just experience this with the teammates.
That's awesome. And you know, kind of playing into like just the whole feel of it, just, you know, being in that moment, like you see all these people, you see, you know, the cheers and, you know, what's going on in the, you know, arena or, you know, wherever you're at. Do you guys ever get butterflies or nerves, you know, when getting ready to perform? I mean, obviously, you know, when you're getting thrown in the air, that's obviously not the best thing. But, you know, like, you know, aside from that, though, do you guys, you know, just get any real butterflies or nerves like when you're, you know, right about to compete?
Yeah, I think like even for basketball performances, like we get nervous, like just like any other like athlete who's, you know, might be going to play like the biggest game of their lives. We're like, okay, we know we can do this, but like that's still incredibly intimidating when there's so many people out there. So we really have to like try to perfect that routine to like minimize the nerves. But once you get there, the adrenaline is so high, and like there's so many people there, and like as much as the showcase can prepare us, it's like nothing compared to what nationals is gonna be like. So of course we're still gonna feel those nerves. I get butterflies. I've been competing for 14 yep. years now, and I get butterflies every time I'm about to take the mat. But it's like once you get on the mat, you're like jumping around, you're spiriting, getting ready to get set. Like my butterflies, I literally feel sick to my stomach. I'm like, oh my God, like something's going to happen. Like right. I always get this like fear too. Like a lot of times when I get on the mat, I'm like, what if I forget my routine? Like what is my first motion that I am supposed to do right now? And I was like panic a little bit, even though I know I've drilled this routine a million times mm-hmm, and there's yeah. no way I would forget it. Yeah. But then you get set, you know, we like call it out and we're all like demons, we have our arms up, and then the music starts and like all the nerves kind of fade away yeah. and you just have like adrenaline at that point, and your brain starts working, you're like, okay, yeah, I've done this a million times, I can do it again. So we definitely get nerves, but I feel like mine go away when the music starts, and then I'm like, oh yeah, I've done this, and I focus. But then I feel it when it's over, I'm like, oh my God, I just did that. So it like kind of goes back, I'm like, oh wait, hold
that
on,
that just happened.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of so, and it's like so fast, it's like it feels long when you're in it, but then when it's over, you're like, oh my God, wait, it's done. Yeah.
That's yeah. hilarious. I mean, and I think that is another aspect, like you've described. It just resonates with so many other sports. Like, everyone gets nerves at some point. Yeah. Everyone gets butterflies, yeah. no matter what you're doing. Like, when you're going out on a big stage, you know, in front mm-hmm. of people, in front of important people or yeah. judges. Like, it's just a normal thing. And, you know, to wrap it up here, we want to just hear kind of why you participate in cheer and your favorite parts. Like, why is it most enjoyable? You know, you're talking about so many things throughout this episode, but
yeah.
why do you really do cheer?
I think I do cheer, one, because it's an incredible sport. I just love, like, every aspect of it. Like, we really push the human body to do, like, so many different things that we should not be able to do, like flipping ourselves upside down and putting people in the air. Like, it's just crazy, and it looks cool, and it's so fun to do when you're working so hard for something and you finally hit it. Like, it's just, the feeling is incredible. And I think also, like, the connections I foster through cheer. I've met people from different schools that, like, one of my best friends I met through cheer, and we've known each other now for 14 years. We started cheer together, and now we cheer again together at DePaul. So it's like having these connections is incredible. Like, some of these people, like, will be my best friends for life. Mm-hmm. And it's been great, and they helped me through so many hard times. And I think, just like with sports in general, having cheer is something that I enjoy, that, like, makes me happy, and having it as an outlet for when things are, like, going rough outside of cheer, like through school or just like in life in general, having that sport and that support system to come back to, as well as so many like other sports experiences, but having that is just a great like outlet, and being able to do something you love and that mm-hmm. you've worked so hard to do.
That's awesome. Yeah, 14 years. I hope yeah. I hope you love it, and you do. I mean,
yeah, I'm kind of trapped now.
Yeah, we can tell how much effort and time goes into this, and yeah. like we said, we appreciate you cheering for not only the sports, but also representing us at nationals and things like that. But Gwen, thank you for joining us today. This was great talking about cheer, and make sure to stick around for the second half of today's Demon Time episode as we welcome in the head coach of the DePaul Dance and Cheer team, as she's going to talk some cheer with us as they prepare to go to Florida for the national competitions. Stick around.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the second half of today's episode featuring the DePaul cheer team. We just wrapped up talking to Gwen Halleck, a sophomore member of our cheer team, and we are now joined by Shannon Elizabeth Lurch. Did I say
yes,
that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Awesome. For the second half of today's episode, thank you for coming down and joining us today.
Thanks for having us. This is great that we get to, you know, tell about a little bit about our story.
Absolutely. And we are excited to tell that story and learn about the athletes and your team that you work with. So we'll go ahead and get started. Sean, go ahead and open this up with some questions.
So to start out, we want to hear about your background in cheer. How did you end up at DePaul being the head coach of both the cheer and dance teams?
Yeah, so I had a little bit of a different path, I think, for the cheer world. I was a part of the, so going back, I graduated from DePaul. So okay. that is my history. While I was here at DePaul, I was on the dance team. So I was a part of the spirit program, not cheer specifically. And then later on, after quite a few years away, the opportunity came to me to kind of take over both programs. Mm-hmm. So with a dance background, I had to do my research, had to learn a lot about cheer. Mm-hmm. And I kind of, you know, took it under my wing and really dove deep. I then eventually started to even coach for the USA cheer team, was a kind of an instrumental in developing paracheer, which is a form of like inclusion. Mm-hmm. And then I also was one of the founding people to start Special Olympics cheerleading on the national level. We put on the first World Games for Special Olympics cheerleading. So it's kind of really come full circle and become a really big part of my life.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, how were you able to start that program within the USA? Was that something you had to propose or?
No, it was brought to me. Okay. And it was kind of like, what are your thoughts? How can we make this happen? Let's hit the ground running. And was part of a really amazing committee of people from all across the U.S. And, it was a part of Special Olympics that really hadn't been tapped into. Yeah. And now it has taken off. That was in 2018. Okay. We did the World Games in 2019 and in Abu Dhabi, which was phenomenal.
Wow, yeah.
And, it just really has kind of taken off from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, just like kind of even talking to Gwen, I mean, Caleb can even kind of agree with this as well. You know, the whole cheer dynamic seemed so large and just like every intricate detail like had to be spot on for it to really work. So going into, you know, where we kind of want to like go next, can you kind of walk us through how you build your cheer squad every year? Is there like a recruit process for high school or, you know, competitions, or do you just kind of hold tryouts every year to kind of, you know, select who you want?
Yeah, so recruitment, we do partner with USA Cheer. They hold a lot of different combines all over the U.S. We will set up tables so we can kind of spread the word that DePaul has a cheer program, right? So that has grown immensely. We also attend a lot of local competitions to get the word out that DePaul has a competitive cheer program, because I think that's important. And then just the natural aspect of competing on a national stage helps us in recruitment.
Absolutely. And you know, you're in charge of putting the team together, but what about the choreography? You know, how do you come up with those? Is it something you work with your assistants? Is it something you know, consult former or, current cheerleaders about to create those year after year?
It's definitely a collaboration, okay. Right? So I love the choreography aspect, especially coming from the dance world. That's something that I love to do. But I tap into a lot of our current members where I'm like, hey, here's a song. What are you feeling? Here's something that the band plays. What do you love about it? And then we'll also play off what the fans are chanting, right? You know, is there something that is a tradition that has been carried on generation to generation? The fight song that we do is back from when I was on the team. So this really has been around for a long time. I did not choreograph it. I've tweaked it, I will say. I've added my own flair to it. But, I mean, those are little traditions that kind of stay with every university.
Okay, absolutely. And how long does that process take from, you know, creating maybe a new one from scratch? How long are we looking at to create?
Sometimes
a whole?
It's a 24-hour turnaround, right? Wow. Like I will get something from the band or something from our admin saying this is something we want to do at the game, and we have one practice to put it on their bodies,
wow,
get it to look somewhat decent, and then you'll see it out on the court the next day.
I was just gonna ask too, how much like time and practice does it usually take for the new cheerleaders, returning cheerleaders, to kind of come together and create or, you know, perform that one routine that you just talked about creating?
It does happen and has to happen very quickly.
Wow.
We do have the luxury of doing a lot of this over the summer prior to. So a lot of those traditions that we're talking about, we will send out to our newer members so that they can get a little bit more time to practice. And that's what those summer months are for, to prepare them for hitting the ground running. But then when there's something new or something exciting that we have to just kind of turn around, it can happen in literally 24 hours.
Okay. And then I think we'll get to this a little bit later, but what about the competition? How long do you guys?
Competition is a little different, right? So those are the intricate, very detailed routines that we spend a lot more time. So okay, for our cheer program, they learn their routine back in December. And we had a choreographer that actually is the choreographer for USA Cheer. He came in, gave us a lot of choreography, new stunts, new tumbling passes, and then it gives us 2 to 3 months to really work and perfect and build those skills.
Okay.
Yeah, let's kind of switch over to game days now. So, you know, obviously working a lot of basketball games this year. I noticed that all the coaches were kind of wearing headsets or constantly running around, moving around, trying to communicate with athletes.
We look a little crazy, don't we?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, I'm running not gonna around, admit. Like, wow, like, yeah, so, like, on those days of volleyball, basketball games, you know, what does that kind of look like? What are you guys doing during the game to ensure everything kind of goes according to plan?
Yeah, so I always say that my job is as soon as the game is not on, we're on. So yeah. Any moment that you're not seeing actual basketball, we're incorporated in that in some way, shape, or form. And that is ever-changing, right? So it can happen on the fly. A contest may go awry, and we need to fill in. So that's why we have the headsets. We have cues coming in. And we're also playing on a time crunch because they're going to and from commercial breaks. So things may take a little bit longer, a little bit shorter. So we have to be very versatile. That's why we look like we're running around all the time. Yeah. But, you know, we do get a script prior to. We can plan a little bit. But, you know, 50% of the time the plan goes out the window. And they are really just extremely talented and able to adapt on the fly. And we have a lot of material that we can pull from at any given moment.
Mm-hmm. And you know, kind of switching to competitions, though, what about like the whole competitions aspect for the cheer team? As you mentioned about a week ago, this was actually the perfect time to air this episode because, you know, with the cheerleaders getting ready for the Daytona Beach, Florida competition where they would participate in the Nationals event. As we mentioned earlier, the DePaul team will compete on April 5th at 2:57 p.m. Eastern. And first, since this event is right around the corner, why don't you kind of describe some of the basics of the event and what you're kind of looking for from your team?
This is so special because, so you know, throughout the season, our team is cheering on another team, whether mm-hmm. that's volleyball, softball, basketball. This is their time to shine. This is their time to kind of showcase the true skills of what cheerleading is all about. And I know we've all watched the cheer Netflix special, so there is the drama and the craziness that goes on behind the scenes, but it really is an opportunity for them to be the star. And I love that. I love the opportunity to go and showcase on a national stage what DePaul cheerleading is all about, right? We really do have some amazingly talented athletes. And I say athletes really strongly because yeah. It takes so much to do the things that they do. They are throwing people in the air. They are flipping their bodies. They are training 3 times a week on top of practices, on top of games, all of those things. So this is a really great opportunity for them. This year, specifically, NCAA Nationals is the largest it's ever been. So there's going to be 430-plus universities down in Daytona Beach, showcasing what cheerleading's all about. And it's very cool. And our division, which is the all-girl Division I, is the largest it's ever been as well. So it's going to be a fun opportunity and really push them to their limits.
And to kind of follow up with that, how does the whole structure work as far as, you know, do you have to perform well to advance to the next round? Or, how are you ranked in this, like, structure?
So the original ranking for performance order is based on our summer performance at camp.
Okay.
We had the wonderful opportunity of getting a bronze bid to Nationals, which I think is great. And that put us into kind of the mid-range for our entry. From there, the first day is 25% of their score. The second day is 75% of their score. Oh. So they do have to perform twice. They have to do the same routine. And we can also take feedback from day one and improve going into day two. But it really is, you know, a one and done kind of thing. Yeah. They put it all on the floor. And we stress that, like, leave it on the mat because this is your one opportunity to kind of showcase.
Absolutely. That can be fun. So then would you perform a third time if you do well enough in those first 2 days?
This year, for the first time, they're going to have a national grand champion. So if we were to win our division, then the winner of every division will compete for a third time to get the title of national grand champion.
Gotcha. And I know Gwen said this too, but you have a showcase upcoming on Sunday.
We do. So. Let's put that out there. Let's put that plug. It's going to be Sunday, 5 p.m. at Sullivan Athletic Center. So we encourage all of the students to come out, all of the faculty and staff come and support. We will not be the only ones showcasing. We have 11 different performances. So there's going to be dance and cheer programs from all across the Chicagoland area, from UIC to Loyola to all the, you know, local schools that will be able to showcase their routine.
Yeah, that's awesome. Gwen told us there was, you know, a few that she remembered, but 11, that's great to have that many routines. And just to be sure, it is the same routine you'll perform at
Absolutely.
Nationals.
Yep. Yes, you'll get to see it if you can't make your way to the actual national championship. But there is, if you are interested, you can live stream it on varsity.com and watch them live in Daytona as well.
Okay. Yep, there we go. And, you know, we'll wrap it up here talking about what you enjoy most about this. You know, you talked about being an alumnus of DePaul, being on the cheer and dance team. And now you get to be the head coach. So as the head coach of both cheer and dance, what do you enjoy most being able to work with these athletes?
I think it's giving them that collegiate experience that I loved and what added to it. Because, you know, so many times you walk down the halls and you're going to and from class and you're not participating in anything above that. And this really gave me the opportunity to connect with my university. And I think being able to provide that to our members now and every year kind of growing and making it a little bit better. And then as a coach, I really think it's important that I'm teaching life skills above and beyond what our team is, right? So teaching them communication skills, email skills, the ability to be ambassadors and spokespeople. These are qualities and things that they can take into whatever field they're going to go into in the future and hopefully set them up for success.
Most definitely. That's what you like to hear. Not only are you being their coach for cheer and dance, but, you know, giving them that life advice too. But thank you for joining us today on the cheer episode.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, we appreciate talking all those things. And, you know, like you said, these are athletes. They're performing, they're practicing just as much as all our other athletes, and they are most definitely putting on a show. And we look forward to watching their biggest show and nationals upcoming. And like she said, the showcase at the Sullivan Athletic Center is coming up this Sunday at 5 p.m., so is it free admission? We better ask, too.
It is free. Okay. We're asking for some donations. So
there we go.
So if, you know, somebody wants to throw a five, that's great.
There we go. So, yeah, feel free to come out, support our DePaul cheer team and all the other local schools attending. That's going to do it for this episode of Demon Time at Radio DePaul Sports. We will be back next week with the other half of our spirit squad, the DePaul dance team. Until then, we'll see you later.
And it's Demon Time.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.